Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Iowa House passed a bill on Wednesday that would bar the use of eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines. Katerina Sestark reports that unless landowners along 90% of the route voluntarily sell part of their land for the pipeline.
The bill that passed was amended and would put fewer restrictions on carbon pipelines than the original version. But Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison, the bill's lead sponsor, says keeping the 90% threshold before using eminent domain is very important. He says eminent domain shouldn't be used at all for the pipelines.
But I believe that I must advance legislation that protects landowners to the greatest extent possible, has a chance of being signed into law, and takes into account the reality that the use of eminent domain for these CO2 pipelines is already allowed in Iowa code.
The bill would also expand protections for farmers whose land is damaged by pipelines. It passed with a vote of 73-20 with bipartisan support and opposition. Some of the lawmakers who voted against it say the bill doesn't go far enough to protect private property rights. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that 2022 had the highest film and television production revenue in state history in Illinois. He says the industry accounted for almost $700 million in revenue for Illinois businesses and $400 million in wages for Illinois workers.
Our success in the film and TV production industry is more than just a set of revenue numbers. It means thousands of good-paying jobs.
Pritzker credited this growth to the Illinois Film Production Tax Credit Act, which was passed in 2008 and recently extended until 2032. He said the success of a training program launched in Illinois to help improve diversity among film and TV workers also attracted film crews to the state. Governor Pritzker celebrated TV shows recently filmed in Illinois, including Hulu's The Bear and HBO's Max's Somebody Somewhere. Well, the last of three former correctional officers convicted for the beating death of an Illinois prison inmate has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison. The U.S. District Judge handed down the sentence on Wednesday to Willie Hedden. The 44-year-old Hedden pleaded guilty to civil rights violations and obstruction charges after beating inmate Larry Irvin in 2018 at the Western Illinois Correctional Center. Hedden's cooperation included testifying against co-defendants Todd Scheffler and Alex Banta. The judge sends each of them to 20 years behind bars. Well, fans of a family of three eagles had been missing access to a webcam of their nest. But the stewards of the Upper Mississippi River Refuge have restored the webcam, and now fans can watch a different duo after Star and her two male companions left the nest. In 2021, a derecho knocked the nest over, and a new camera was put up. But then last fall, the camera feed cut out again and was only recently restored. Ed Britton, the manager of the Savannah District, says the nest live stream gives viewers a unique opportunity. Only a few eagle trios have been documented, and one was previously in Fulton, Illinois.
Another pair of eagles apparently wanted their nest, and they attacked them, killed the female, the best that we know, and the two dads stood up and protected those chicks, and they ended up recruiting another female to the trio. So, you know, some of those stories we never know about when you're on the ground.
Bonnie Thorne is the media manager for the stewards group. She hopes the live stream encourages people to give eagles their space.
The whole concept originally is just for educational purposes, to allow people that glimpse to hopefully satisfy their interest so that they would leave nests in the wild alone.
Thorne expects eagle eggs to hatch in the next week or so. She also encourages those interested in the eagles to leave them alone and instead watch the live stream, which can be found on the Stewards' website. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.